Good evening. Welcome to worship on this eve of Pentecost 20, and a special welcome to guests and visitors that are with us, and those of you who are joining us virtually online as well. May God bless us as we live in His presence and as we live to the praise of His glory. Just a couple of announcements I want to highlight for you. I continue to remind you that when children are present, we have worship bags for them that they can use in worship and then take home with them. Don't forget that on October 28th, we'll have another men's Bible study in person here, where we'll physically distance with each other. And then also there's an announcement about Thrivent Choice Dollars. Sometimes we don't even know that we have them, but we use them or we lose them. And so if you haven't checked for a while, check online, or you can actually call them as well and say, hey, do I have Choice Dollars? And I want to designate them for one of the ministries of Christ. Otherwise, there's other announcements that are there about our prayer event, which is Reformation Sunday, and that's coming up a week from tomorrow. And then also, I want to remind you that tomorrow, one of our members is celebrating a birthday out in Tacoma, Washington, and that'll be Michelle Paxson. Michelle and Dean are beloved members of our congregation, even though they're at a distance. And we give thanks to God for Michelle and for Dean, for their faithfulness and for their deep love for Christ. And so please remember Michelle in your prayers, or if you get a chance, just shoot her an email as well and wish her a happy birthday, okay? I believe those are the announcements that need to be highlighted. Let's sing together, Seek Ye First, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your reign extends across time and space. You've created us in your own image and redeemed us by your grace through your Son. Grant that we may return to you what is yours, our entire selves given to your mission in the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Our service continues then with our Holden Evening Prayer, Revised Edition Liturgy. I invite you to rise as you are able. Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness
and shine within your people here.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Triune God, we praise your name. You are worthy of all glory,
Thankful hearts proclaim your grace. Blessed Jesus, Lord and Savior, mark us with your cross again. Fill us with the Spirit's power. Resurrect us from the dead. Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you who sing creation's story, shine on every land and race. Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you. God of daybreak, God of shadows, come and light our hearts anew. Hear the stars that grace the darkness, in the blazing sun of dawn, in the light of peace and wisdom, we can hear your quiet song. Love that fills the night with wonder, love that warms the weary soul, love that bursts all chains asunder, set us free and make us whole. You who made the heavens splendor, every dancing star of night, make us shine with gentle justice. Let us each reflect your light. Mighty God of all creation, gentle Christ who lights our way, loving Spirit of salvation, lead us on to endless day. The Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation.
Amen.
Congregation may be seated for our psalmody, Psalm 141, Women on Group 1, and Men Group 2 with the echo.
My prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hand as an offering to you. Lifting up of my hand as as an offering to you.
Keep watch within me, God.
Keep watch within me, God.
Deep
in my heart, may the light of your love be burning bright.
Let my prayer rise up.
Like incense before you, the lifting up of my hand as an offering to you.
All praise to the God of all.
All praise to the God of all. Creator of life. All praise be to Christ and the Spirit. Prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hand as an offering to you.
Let your loving kindness descend upon us, O Lord, and let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever.
Amen.
We prepare our hearts for the hearing of God's word.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 45, beginning with verse 1. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him, and to loose the belts of kings, to open doors before him, that gates may not be closed. I will go before you and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards in secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by your name. I name you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord. And there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I equipped you, though you do not know me, that people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle Jesus in his words. And they sent their disciples to Jesus along with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax. And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, Whose likeness and inscription is this? They said, Caesar's. Then Jesus said to them, Therefore give back to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and give back to God the things that are God's. When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I tried earlier this afternoon to put my children's message on, but social media was not cooperating, and so I'll try again tonight to see what's going on with that. But my children's message is called I Pledge Allegiance, to go along with our gospel reading for tonight. I invite you to join me now in our song of the day, Take My Life That I May Be, 3 verses.
Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as Thou shalt choose. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at Thy feet its treasures store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee.
Let's face it. Image is everything. Show me a coin, Jesus says. God and country. The gospel reading for tonight is quite appropriate, I believe, in light of happenings in our country and in light of a significant event happening on November 3rd. As you know, the first Tuesday of November is Election Day in the United States of America. And so, Jesus addresses a question that is put in his face about paying taxes to Caesar, or church and state relations, or God and country. Give it back. Give back to Caesar what bears Caesar's face. Give back to God what bears the face of God. Image is everything. Are we giving to God too little? For we can never give to God too much when it comes to giving back. Are we giving to Caesar, to the state, to the government, to the country that we rightly and appropriately love but do not deify? Are we giving to country too little? Or giving to country way too much? Do you know the name Shaquille O'Neal? He's part owner of the Sacramento Kings NBA basketball team. And he has a podcast. And I discovered this past week an interesting thing about Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, he's a phenomenal previous NBA basketball star for the Los Angeles Lakers. And he's 48 years old. So what did I discover about this 48-year-old superstar athlete? Well, he acknowledged, he admitted that he's been promoting all summer, people need to get out and vote. It's our civic duty. But he didn't want to be a hypocrite. He didn't want to be a hypocrite. You see, this is the first year at age 48. That Shaquille O'Neal has bothered to vote. I kid you not. He didn't want to be a hypocrite and encourage others to vote and not do it himself. And as you know, Shaquille O'Neal is personal buddies and friends with the former president of the United States, Barack Obama. And he didn't tell us who he voted for, but he's already voted. You see, with November 3rd coming up, I'm not worried about doing my civic duty or responsibility because my wife and I have already cast our vote. But then I learned this past week that there's a gentleman who recently passed away in the state of Michigan. He was battling cancer, but he was able in September, when early voting enrollment began, to go and vote. So he cast his vote, but now, of course, having passed away, votes only get counted as of November 3rd, even if we cast them early. God and country. Give it back, Jesus says. Are we giving too little, or are we giving way too much? I love my country, but I have discovered by the grace of God that country is not my God. And so we dare not give to the state or to the country we love more love than we give to the one who formed and shaped us in his very own image. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, with our gospel reading for tonight, we start a series of four questions. Four boom, 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 boom questions, three of which are asked of Jesus, and the fourth is the question that Jesus himself asks of his opposition. The first question that we'll look at for tonight is, what about church-state relationships? What about our relationship with the government? What about if the government is, in fact, contrary or opposed to the will of God? Or contrary, asking its citizens to do that which God and his word says that we dare not and cannot do. Then what? Well, the second question will be, about what about the afterlife, the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting? The third question is going to be, what's the greatest commandment of all? And the fourth question that Jesus will ask will be simply this, the sonship of God. In other words, David says that his son is his Lord. How does that work? Questions are important in the Gospel of Matthew. And so, in light of our question for tonight, I want you to remember these words from St. Paul. Our commonwealth, our citizenship is what that means, is not here on earth. Paul says our citizenship is in heaven, from which we await our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it was common in the first century for people to have to put some incense, and to worship Caesar. To worship, if you will, one who claimed to be God himself, and whose empire, the Roman Empire, claimed to be, if you will, the kingdom of this earthly manifestation, Rome and the Pax Romana. The opposition comes up to Jesus. The Pharisees, with the Herodians. And I know what you're thinking right away. You're saying, wait a minute now. These guys can't stand each other. Strange bedfellows, to be sure. Because the Pharisees, they were the good, religious, pious folks. They never would have missed the church service. I mean, they were doing all their tithing. They were living by the literal letter of the law, Torah. And so they hated Rome and what Rome was doing to God's people. But the Herodians were in bed with the Romans, and they loved Rome and all the perks that they were reaping. So what's going on here? Well, you don't have to look far, folks. I mean, just pay attention to social media or mainline media, or just watch the news once in a while, and you'll realize that there's all kinds of strange people that really are diametrically opposed, but they don't mind getting in bed together when they have a common goal and a common enemy, someone that they want to defeat and discredit and destroy. And so the Pharisees and the Herodians, they want to destroy Jesus. They want to give him enough rope so that he can literally hang himself. They want to trip him up in his words. They want to publicly humiliate Jesus And they figure that by coming together, they've got the perfect plot. It's called entrapment. They bait the trap. But Jesus doesn't take the bait. He doesn't. It looks like they have put Jesus between a rock and a hard place. First, they start with flattery. You know, flattery will get you everywhere or nowhere with Jesus. They try to flatter him, butter him up. They kind of talk big about him, about, well, we know what a special dude you are and how smart you are and how reverent you are. And so we just want your opinion on this because obviously you know the Torah. You know what the law of God says. So according to the law, according to the Bible, is it right in the eyes of God for us to pay taxes to Caesar? And they're talking specifically about the poll tax. Once a year, the Jewish people needed to be reminded that Rome was sovereign and that they were owned property. The Jewish people, they were the property of Rome and they were under Rome's thumb. And once a year, with a denarius coin, they were reminded of that. Is it lawful, Jesus? Now, you see the rock in the hard place? Because if Jesus says, well, of course the law says that we get benefits when the government or the rulers, the leaders, are doing what God wants them to do. I mean, we get good roads, we get a fire department, we get a police department, we get schools, we get hospitals, bridges, you know? So they figure, well, okay, if Jesus says, yes, of course you're going to pay your taxes, then the people that are under the thumb of Rome are going to say, what kind of a Messiah is this? I mean, he's okay with Rome doing what they're doing to us? We don't want anything to do with them. But if on the other hand, he says, no, you don't pay the taxes, well, word's going to get back really fast to Pilate and to Caesar and to Rome, and they're going to get rid of Jesus because he's going to be somebody who is not a sympathizer with the government. If you don't get in bed with the government, there's going to be a price to pay. Regardless of which political party we may choose to belong to. God and country, allegiance and loyalty. Are we giving back too little or giving back way too much? The gospel reading is a very timely text, and Jesus doesn't take the bait. Instead, Scripture tells us that Jesus is aware of their malice. He knows the score. He knows that it's a loaded question. And he knows that they're hypocrites. You see, Jesus doesn't have any pockets. So he doesn't have any graven images on him. So he looks at them and he says, well, show me the coin. You know, the poll tax coin, the denarius. It's what a common laborer got every single day for 12 hours of work. The denarius, a beautiful silver coin. Show me one of those. And apparently, at least from our gospel reading for tonight, it didn't take them days or weeks to find one. They were able to pull one up right away. And Jesus says, well, then let's face it. Image is everything. Whose face? Whose face is on that coin? Well, I have one of those denarius coins, you know, and if we didn't have the COVID-19 and stuff going on, you know, I would have brought that and I would have passed it along so that you could have taken a look at it. I mean, they're individually minted, right? And on one side was Tiberius Caesar's face. And he had a laurel wreath around him. And on the other side was the picture of his mother. And written around it, just like on our modern-day coins where we have all kinds of inscriptions, were the words that, well, paraphrased would be this. Tiberius is God, the Son of God. You need to worship him. In fact, Tiberius is the high priest of the Roman pagan religion. Deification of the Roman Empire. The emperor claimed to be God. And according to the Ten Commandments, the Torah, the books of Moses, No other gods. No graven images, period. I mean, you heard it in our first reading for tonight that Julie read. Cyrus was chosen to be an instrument of God's purposes, even though Cyrus did not know the Lord God Almighty, but God named him, God claimed him, God said, you will be my vessel to accomplish my will and my purposes, because guess what, Cyrus? Even though you don't know it, and even though you won't name it and claim it, there is only one God, and I am the Lord. Only one. And that's what Jesus will say repeatedly in the Gospel of John. I am. There's only one God, and it's not Caesar. Remember what Paul said? Your commonwealth, your citizenship is in heaven, and from it you are waiting for what? Your Savior to return and come back. The Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. That's the coin, right? The denarius coin. And so you can see what happens. They thought they had Jesus between a rock and a hard place, but instead, he's got them between a rock and a hard place. Because they're the ones that are breaking the law of God and carrying graven images in their pockets. It's got Caesar's face on it. If that's all Caesar cares about is a little piece of metal, give it back. It's just metal out of the ground. But don't forget that someone has put their face on you. Flesh and blood, you. Not metal. Flesh and blood, human beings, you, created in the image of God. Icon, the face of God placed upon you and upon me. So Jesus says, give it back. Give back everything that has God's name, God's inscription, and God's face on it. Which, of course, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to be able to say what? Yeah, but that's everything. Yeah, but that's everything. That'll be the death of us, won't it? To give it back? We who have been blessed with the face of God? With the face of Jesus? It'll be the death of us, but it will also be the resurrection of us. And remember, we're in Holy Week, not according to our calendar, but according to the Gospel of Matthew, and Good Friday and Easter morning are just a couple of days away. It was a number of years ago in West Texas that they had one of those camp meetings, you know, where they get together in big tents, and for several days then they have lots of worship services, and they're singing and they're celebrating the good news of God in Christ Jesus. So the camp meeting is going on, and Dr. George Truett was the speaker, the preacher, at this several-day camp meeting. And on a Sunday morning, he preached on 1 Corinthians chapter 6. You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Glorify God in your body. Well, when the service, the sermon, was over, there was a cattleman who came up to Dr. George Truett and said, can we go for a walk? And they did. In fact, it was a long walk, more than a mile long, down through the valley. And as they were walking and talking, the cattleman was saying, you see those cattle? You see those cattle? You see those cattle? You see those fields? You see those fields? You see those fields? And finally, after a length of time and a mile, mile and a half of walking, the cattleman looked at the pastor, at George Truett, and he said, I need you to offer a prayer of dedication for me. And Dr. Truett said, what is it that you want me to dedicate? And the cattleman, who was a recent convert to the faith, had not been a lifelong Christian or follower of Jesus, he said, it was not until this morning when you preached that I understood for the first time in my life all these cattle that I thought was mine, they belong to God. And all this land that I thought was mine belongs to God. It's never been mine. I'm supposed to just be a steward, a manager, someone who uses what God puts in my hands to bring praise to his name and to advance his kingdom. I need you to offer a prayer of dedication that all that God has placed in my hand will be used for his glory and for his praise. And he said, I also need a second prayer for my wayward son, who's not saved, that he would come to the faith of Jesus as well. So the prayer of consecration, dedication, was offered, and that night, the wayward son came to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Yeah, you see, we give thee but thine own, whate'er the gift may be. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Give back to Caesar that which has Caesar's face. Give back to God that which has the face of God, created in the image of God. And then by the grace of Almighty God, the Father who sends his Son to the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, we are baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus. And in that dying and in that rising, day after day after day, through repentance, and through renewal, we're able to face it. We're able to face it. That image is, in fact, everything. Everything is a gift from God. The face of Christ that we wear, the forgiveness of sins, the promise of resurrection unto eternal life. Everything, even the breath we take from moment to moment, everything is a holy gift from God for his praise, for his praise. So Jesus says, show me. Show me. Show me a coin. Whose face? And I think that he's also saying, show me. You who bear the image of God, you who through baptism into the death and resurrection of Jesus bear the face of Jesus. Show me, Jesus says. Show the world. Years ago, on the banks of a Virginia river, there was an old man. He needed to get across the river, but there was no bridge. How to get across? Well, you'd have to rely upon the goodwill of another human being. It was cold, it was blustery. Suddenly there were six men who were riding on horses. And they came up to the bank of the river, and one by one, the first one went across, then the second one went across, then the third, then the fourth, then the fifth went across, and the old man didn't say a word to any of them. Not a word. But when the sixth man stopped there, the old man said, would you give an old man a ride across this river? And the horseman said, well, of course I will. So he got on, he carried the man across the water to the other side. And when they got to the other side, the horseman, he said, you know, I noticed that there were five other horsemen in front of me, but you didn't ask any of them for a ride. Do you mind if I ask you a question? Why didn't you ask them? And the old man said, well, I looked at their face. I looked at their faces, and I didn't see compassion, and I didn't see the love of Jesus. And so I knew that they would not give to me the kindness of God. But when I looked at your face, I saw the face of God. And I knew that you had compassion and goodwill and kindness. And that's why I asked you. And the man on the horse, he said, thank you. Thank you for answering my question. And then he rode off to the White House because the sixth horseman was President Thomas Jefferson. His face is on the nickel, along with the words inscribed, in God we trust. There's only one God, Cyrus. Whether you know it or not, he's going to employ you for his purpose and for his glory. Recently on Facebook, there was a quote. And of course, that was 28 days out from election. Now we're 16 days out for election. And in light of our gospel reading for tonight, I thought I would leave you with this final word. It's from social media, but it simply says, with only 16 days until election day, don't let the donkeys and don't let the elephants make you forget that you belong to the Lamb. Your citizenship is in heaven, from which you await your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Show me, Jesus says. Better yet, let's face it. Image is everything. Show the world. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our service continues in our liturgy on page 9. I invite you to rise as you are able. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a virgin whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, rejoice, O highly favored, the Lord is with you. You shall bear a son, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High. And Mary said, I am the servant of the Lord. I live to do God's will. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through. Great and mighty are you, O Holy One. Strong is your kindness evermore. How you favor the weak and lowly one, humbling the proud of heart. You have cast the mighty
down from their throne and uplifted the humble of heart. You have filled the hungry with wondrous things and left the wealthy no part. Great and mighty are you, O faithful one. Strong is your justice, strong your love. As you promised to Sarah and Abraham, kindness forevermore. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through. Glory be to God the Father, and to Jesus, Son of God. Glory be to God the Spirit, ever three and ever one. As it was in the beginning, shall be now and evermore. With our hearts we magnify thee, with one voice we sing, Amen.
Congregation may be seated. I want to remind you that we won't be sharing physically the peace of God or passing the offering baskets. There is a basket in the back as you leave, if you wish to support the work of Christ here at Emmanuel. We welcome that and we say thank you. There are other ways that people also give and support online or with PayPal or through our internet website. So thank you to all who love Jesus, who support his kingdom work with tithes and talents and treasures. We continue then with our closing prayers.
In peace, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace and salvation, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace between nations, for peace between peoples.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For us who are gathered to worship and praise you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all of your servants who live out your gospel.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who govern that justice might guide them.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who labor in service to others.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Grant weather that nourishes all of creation.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all the beloved who rest in your mercy,
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Help us, comfort us all of our days.
Keep us, hold us, gracious God.
Gracious Father, hold us, keep us in your mercy and your grace. Grant that we might have repentant hearts. Grant that we might truly be the face of Jesus in this world. And grant, O Lord, that we may give back to you what belongs to you, and that we may give back to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Lord, we pray your healing presence in the life of Melody Graves. We pray your healing presence in the life of Bernie Siebenhaler and Karen Peterson, Bob and Marcia Harms, Lupi Myro, Victor Nielsen, Gloria Weebush, Paige Johnson, Julie Blanchard, Barbara Stephenson, Dan Berklin, Shelley Sheffelin, Maureen Miller. Be with Tom Pote. Be with Luke Richards. Be with Denny Trelsch. Be with all those that we name and claim and present before you, Lord, asking for your mercy, your grace, your healing presence. We pray, Lord, that you would take away cancer that invades the bodies of your holy saints, and that you would allow us, O Lord, we who battle cancer, to be healed for your name's sake and for the advancement of your glory and your kingdom. We pray for Scott and for Monica Eggert, for Bailey and all who are battling COVID-19. We pray your blessings upon Michelle Paxson as she celebrates the gift of life, the gift of being created and redeemed in your image. Lord, we pray for Bishop Paul Spring, for comfort for his family too as he faces serious sickness right now. These things, Lord, and all that you see that we need, we ask in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray,
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Receive the blessing.
Let us bless the Lord.
Praise and thanks to God.
May God the Father bless us and keep us. May Jesus be the light of our lives. May the Spirit of truth be our guide and path for all of our days.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our sending song, 2 verses of praise to the Lord the Almighty.
Praise to the Lord the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is your health and salvation. Let all who hear now to his temple draw near, joining in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, O let all him. All that is life and breath come.
before.